Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day before a great and perhaps even meaningful election. What is the message that the American people are getting ready to send? I mean, it's a commonplace that the president's party, when it's in power, particularly when it's in power and it dominates both houses of Congress, the president's party loses seats. They can't lose seats on the Senate side without giving control of the Senate to the Republicans. Is that likely to happen tomorrow? Most people seem to say, yeah, not by much, but it doesn't take much. It takes one net gain for the Republicans to take over the Senate. In terms of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy today, I think, actually did a pretty good job, solid job, outlining what he was planning to do in the increasingly likely event that he takes over as the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States. We'll also talk to David Frum, former speechwriter to President Bush, lead political writer for The Atlantic magazine now. He has a piece on the real stakes in this election, and reminding us about other elections that turned out to be very decisive for one side or another, and nobody can remember today what the issues were. For instance, I had forgotten, but it's true, in 2014, in the middle of the Obama administration, the second Obama administration, the Democrats lost 9 seats in the Senate. 9. And what was the big issue? You get a prize if you remember. The big issue was Ebola, which it's kind of tough to remember because it kind of took care of itself with some help from the Centers for Disease Control. Everybody thinks they did a pretty good job on Ebola. Thank you, Dr. Fauci. What did the issue really end up being in 2014? Well, it set up the Trump victory in 2016, didn't it? There's a brand new NBC poll literally just posted, and it says that in October, the GOP was enjoying a huge enthusiasm gap over the Democrats. In October, the NBC polling showed that the Republicans had 78% of Republicans were enthusiastic about voting, 69% of Democrats were enthusiastic about voting. Now, for some reason, in November, Republican enthusiasm has gone down, Democrat enthusiasm has gone up, so now they are tied at 73. Number of people are asking the question, is it even thinkable that the Democrats could confound all expectations? It's kind of hard to believe, because if you watch them in their rallies, and even the rallies that they're doing together with the Holy Trinity of Barack Obama and Joe Biden and John Fetterman, boy, do I hope he loses. We will be covering that. And by the way, a number of people who are prognosticating at the very last moment are saying, yes, a trend toward Mehmet Oz. There's also a surprise. U.S. citizens are crossing the Mexican border in record numbers. Record numbers. No, we're not talking about illegal immigrants coming into the United States. We're talking about U.S. citizens leaving the United States to go live in Mexico. Why? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also, most importantly, be speaking next hour to the Vice President of the United States, no, not Kamala Harris, the previous Vice President, Mike Pence, who many expect to see running for president of the United States. He's been out campaigning for Republicans all over the place, and we will be speaking with him about some of the key Senate races, particularly the one here in the state of Washington, where many, many prognostications suggest that there is a chance for a real upset. I mean, clearly the favorite is the perennial senator who seems to win every challenge against her, at least the previous five challenges. She's won five elections for United States Senator Patty Murray. And this time, it's a jump ball against a surging Tiffany Smiley. We'll be talking with Vice President Mike Pence about that. And we'll also be speaking with Brian Kilmeade, again, about, okay, what does this election mean? Why is it that at least in some states, like the state of Washington, they just announced that so far the rate of voting, and remember here it's all done mail-in voting, so the rate of mail-in voting is much less, much lower than it was 4 years ago in the last midterm election, the midterm election in President Trump's race. Now, that midterm election, remember, was a very bad midterm election for Republicans because the Republican president was in power and President Trump lost 40 seats. And so is it good news now that the actual participation in the election is lower, is less? They say officially in the Secretary of State's office here in the state of Washington that they expect that the numbers will go up so that there will be a higher, quite normal participation rate in the state of Washington. But it's very bizarre why in Washington state they should have less of a participation rate than across the country, where people have been predicting all over the place, predicting that the election was going to have record turnouts. Why? There's some Cornell Belcher. Do we have that on audio, Jeremy? Cornell Belcher, who knows something about these matters, he was talking to Katie Tour of NBC about how this was going to be an unusual midterm election. In what way? Listen.
For Americans looking for polls to tell them the future, they should stop.
Yeah.
I mean, polls aren't created to tell you the future. You know, there are hundreds of variables that go into what happens on election day and the turnout. And to ask a poll to sort of figure out all those hundreds of variables, and in this election, Katie, where you have not only 100 moving variables, you've got new variables. Like you all just did a really good job of covering and talking about the early vote. We've never seen an early vote like this, right? So that's a new variable. And when you look at the tremendous early vote, and particularly those who are either registered or model Democrat, it doesn't sort of add up with what you're hearing about enthusiasm in some polling. Some polling says Democrats aren't as enthusiastic as Republicans. NBC polling says now it's now caught up. I would argue that a lot of these pundits, Katie, who tell you that they know what's going to happen on election, stop listening to them because they don't. None of us know what's going to happen on election day, and you all should make a plan to go out and vote. But what I can tell you from the data that we do have is that this is not going to be an election like we saw in 2010 or 2014, right? There's usually a turnout that's fairly consistent across the last decade of midterm elections, with the outlier being 2018. 37% 2014, I think 40% in 2010. Katie, it looks like we're going to see, and even in the NBC news data, it looks like we're going to see an electorate for a midterm that is approaching 50% or better.
And what does that mean exactly? There's two leading pollsters who have a headline piece. It's called "Pollsters Have No Effing Idea What's Going to Happen in This Election." We have some idea, and we'll share it with you coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, looking forward to talking to Vice President Mike Pence a little bit later in the show. He of course, is, I'm sure, going to have a reaction, and we'll ask him about it, to Kevin McCarthy, who has, I think, maybe it's bad luck, but it's probably good politics, which is more important at this point. Kevin McCarthy has outlined what his agenda would be. assuming that he and his side win this election and that the Republicans take over the House of Representatives, this is extraordinarily likely. The 538, which does the most advanced and sophisticated computer modeling and demonstrations, they now say there is an 84% chance that the Republicans take over the House of Representatives. Now, okay, keep in mind, the same organization said there was an 85% chance that Hillary Clinton won the election in 2016, and yes, she won the popular vote by 3 million votes, which is not a small margin. It's a pretty decent-sized margin. But the fact is we have a complicated electoral college, and we have even more complications when it comes to elections for the U.S. Senate, because this really is not one election. It's, in the case of the Senate, 34 separate elections. Did you know there was a Senate election going on in California? No, really, there is. Senator Alex Padilla, who is the senator who was appointed by Governor Newsom to fill the unexpired Senate term of Kamala Harris. Remember her? She's Vice President of the United States. She used to be senator from California. Her seat is up for election, and nobody talks about it. It's the nation's largest state. Why? Because nobody's spending any money on it. There's an assumption that everything gets won by Democrats in California. The only exception this year, and we've tried to highlight it, is the outstanding candidate for controller of California, which is chief financial officer of the state, where Lonnie Chen is on the ballot. So, by the way, people listening to us in California, and there are bunches of you, be sure you go out and vote. And again, the chances of winning the governorship Representative Deal or Senator Deal from the state legislature running against Governor Newsom, very, very dim chance. The chances of winning the United States Senate seat against Senator Padilla, very dim. However, a very real chance, according to all the polling, of Lonnie Chen becoming the first Republican statewide office holder since 2016. And that would be a meaningful development. So be sure that you go out and vote. The Hill has a piece that says 8 in 10 Americans are concerned about political violence in the U.S. That, according to the latest Politico Morning Consult poll, which comes in the wake of the violent attack against the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That fear was prevalent in both parties, with 88% of Democrats and 76% of Republicans reporting the concerns, according to the survey. By the way, people say, well, why are Republicans so concerned? Because Republicans are not idiots. And Republicans, we all still have memories of the, what were called the George Floyd riots. I mean, really? Yeah, really. During the summer of 2020, which wasn't so long ago, there were very serious riots in this country and a great deal of violence. There is also violence on an almost daily basis, particularly in parts of the country that are thoroughly dominated by Democrats. Here is an item that, because the election is happening tomorrow, the probably won't get as much attention as it might, but surely it has some political impact. Dateline Philadelphia. Multiple shooters opened fire on a street Saturday night, wounding 9 people, 4 of them critically, police officials said. The victims were outside around 10:45 p.m. Near Kensington and Allegheny Avenues when the gunfire began. Several people got out of a black vehicle that was parked nearby and began firing. They fired at least 40 rounds. The motive was not yet known. At this point in time, it just looks like these individuals may have spotted someone they wanted to shoot at exited the vehicle and began firing at the group of individuals that were there. The victims, eight men and one woman, range in age from 23 to 40 years old, were transported to a local hospital, police said. Police said the shooters jumped back into their vehicle and took off. No arrests have been made, and police are searching for suspects while gathering surveillance footage from local businesses. A narcotics detective had been in the area just prior to the shooting while conducting a separate investigation. The shooting occurred close to Harrogate, a lower-income, racially diverse neighborhood northeast of Center City that has experienced rising violent crime in Philadelphia since the start of the coronavirus pandemic in 2020. The city had a record 562 homicides last year, more than one a day, obviously. Homicides are up 57% so far this year from the same point in 2019, echoing the experience of other U.S. cities, which have also contended with higher violent crime numbers in recent years. Now listen to this. The Philadelphia mayor, Jim Kenney, who is not a bad guy, but he condemned the shooting. Well, great. Yeah, but is he going to endorse the shooting? He says, as I've said countless times, the surge in gun violence that we've seen across the nation, and especially right here in Philadelphia, is simply infuriating. It's more than infuriating, Mayor Kenney. It's tragic. It's unacceptable. Mr. Kenney said in a statement that he emailed to the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, in Chicago, another proudly Democratic city, at least 32 shot, 5 killed in shootings across the city, Chicago Police Department said. This is unreal. And again, people are surprised. The Democrats are finding that people are not voting with the idea that democracy is on the ballot. They're not voting to preserve democracy. They're not voting on abortion. They're voting on inflation and crime. Well, of course, if you have 32 people shot over the weekend in Philadelphia and Chicago. Oh, another more Philadelphia gun violence. A boy was killed, 12 years old. In the gun violence, and at least 25 people total shot, in addition to the 9 that I just mentioned. I mean, this is more than just infuriating, isn't it? We'll be right back.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. A respiratory virus called RSV is overwhelming children's hospitals across the country. For young kids, the symptoms of RSV are worse than COVID. The CDC says an estimated 100 to 500 children die from complications every year. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's fascinating is to think back sort of at the beginning of this cycle in the midterm elections. And originally there were supposed to be these red-hot races that were just full of excitement and it could go either way and wow. Remember, people were thinking the governor's race in Texas would be like that because Mr. Charisma, Beto O'Rourke, was running for the Democrats, and he was going to give such a tough race to Governor Abbott, just like he had given a tough and close race running against Ted Cruz. You hear a lot about that race, do you? The answer is no, because this is clearly considered to be a Republican race that that Greg Abbott is almost sure to win. The one public Republican race where there's a Republican incumbent who is facing a much harder contest than anyone expected, and in fact President Trump came out to help him campaign, is Charles Grassley. Charles Grassley has been in the Senate for more than 40 years. I mean, he's 89 years old. He's a very capable senator. He's a good, strong conservative. I hope that he wins. He is running against a very effective Democratic candidate who's a retired admiral in the U.S. Navy. And look, it's Mike Franken is the name of his opponent. And could that be a Democratic surprise? It could. The same way that Joe O'Dea could be a surprise for Senator Bennett in Colorado, though the recent polling has shown it tipping away, and our very own Tiffany Smiley could actually pull off a major upset here in the state of Washington. Now, this is not dispositive, as they say in law school, but it certainly is possible. Is that if you look around in the Seattle area, particularly in suburban Seattle, suburbs north of the city, east of the city, there are signs pretty much everywhere that are for Tiffany Smiley. Not that much for Patty Murray. I mean, I guess it's kind of tough to inspire a great deal of enthusiasm after you've been there for 30 years, five terms. Kevin McCarthy was outlining the Republican agenda just hours before the midterm elections, after literally tens of millions of people have already voted. Here is Leader McCarthy, he soon to be Speaker McCarthy, most people assume, this is what Leader McCarthy believes is going to be the number one and should be the number one priority for a new Republican majority in the House. 9A.
I think stay in Mexico, you have to right off the bat. You've got to stop the cartel's control of the border. You've got to stop fentanyl from coming across. Fentanyl, when you think about it, is a chemical of mass destruction. It is killing our next generation. It's the number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 and 45. And any time you think about that, those are the ages of individuals who enlist to defend our nation. That is the age that is most productive in the workforce. It is destroying this nation. It's coming through this border, the poison from Mexico on in through the cartels. And 300 Americans are going to be poisoned and die today. 300 tomorrow. And
so how do you stop that?
Well, this White House has done nothing. Well, you do it from a number of different ways. You first do a very frontal attack on China to stop the poison from coming. You control your borders and take control of it down here. You don't keep it wide open. You provide the resources that the border agents need, but you also provide to make sure the cartels aren't controlling the border in the background. There are a number of provisions we have that we will move forward on. And then you also make sure that fentanyl, in time, anybody who wants to move it, you can prosecute them for the death penalty, because that's exactly what it's doing.
Okay, I'm not sure that that is going to be viable in the House of Representatives, but look, the focus on fentanyl and on border security is obviously very appropriate. He goes on talking about the kind of bill that they would put forward and act on right away. Clip 9B.
Will there be an immigration bill on the floor if Republicans win the House?
I think the first thing you'll see is a bill to control the border first. You've got to get control over the border. You've had almost 2 million people just this year alone coming across. But a part that hasn't been written about, when I came here more than a year and a half ago, it's the first time it really got mentioned, the people we were catching on the terrorist watch list. You know, there's been 98 people on the terrorist watch list. It's very difficult to get on that. And we caught them coming across the border just this year. The White House tried to keep that secret. You know, in California, we caught a number of individuals coming from Yemen. On the terrorist watch list, why are they coming here? What do they have planned? And who are they talking to? Now, those are just the ones we caught. What about the individuals we have not caught that are roaming around through our country?
And look, speaking very well and very effectively, and obviously would be very smart for the Republicans to immediately after assembling a House majority to begin moving in the direction of tighter border security. Speaking of moving in the direction of tighter border security, there's this announcement, and this is, I don't know what to make of this or not. It's from the New York Post. Former President Donald Trump has told several allies, according to the New York Post, that he could announce his 2024 presidential candidacy tonight. Really? Right before the election, he would do it at a rally for the Ohio Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance. A well-connected Republican source said that the 45th president was, quote, telling people he might do it tonight.
I'll keep you in suspense.
But it's not, yeah, not a done thing. Look, you know why he might do it tonight? Because it looks increasingly likely that J.D. Vance is going to win. J.D. Vance, in a state that has been going increasingly Republican, first of all, he's helped a great deal by the fact that Mike DeWine is winning in a blowout, close to 20 points for governor of Ohio. and Mike DeWine running for re-election. And obviously, if President Trump thought there was any chance at all that Tim Ryan, the Democrat, would be able to upset J.D. Vance, who was, after all, running to try to cement the Republican hold on that seat, which had been the seat held by Senator Portman, Rob Portman, for many years. If President Trump thought there was any chance of a Democratic upset, he wouldn't want to announce his candidacy then. But given the fact that that J.D. Vance is likely to win a fairly substantial victory, would it sound good for him and claiming inevitability as the Republican nominee and the front runner for president 2 years from now if he actually made the announcement at a big rally tonight in Ohio at the conclusion of the campaign? Maybe. Who knows? I actually kind of doubt that he will do it. There will probably be more of a build-up when that time comes. Okay, the question is everybody going to accept the election this time? If the Democrats lose as expected, will they accept the election, or will there be what we've had before, which is arguments over the validity of the election in several key states? So we may not know the disposition of some of the key governor's races and the control of the U.S. Senate. The White House was asked about that today, as was Kevin McCarthy. So, what's the answer? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team. 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a MedHead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on MedVed History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want, to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. MedHead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a MedHead Plus member as soon as you can.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Such a blessing to see you,
Michael Medved.
Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what's fascinating to me is to think about the idea that the Democrats are trying to win the election by bringing out President Obama, who has been on the campaign trail, President Clinton, who has been on the campaign trail, Oprah Winfrey just endorsed John Fetterman, despite the fact that she has a longstanding and close friendship with Mehmet Oz. And according to two major pollsters and people who look at these things, that campaign appears to be moving in the direction of Mehmet Oz. And if Dr. Oz wins the election in Pennsylvania, becomes next senator from Pennsylvania, it probably makes it virtually impossible that the Democrats are going to gain any Senate seats at all. Or perhaps it makes it increasingly difficult, not altogether impossible, that they would then hold the Senate. Though this, again, if Mehmet Oz wins, well, we'll gain one thing. We'll gain a new U.S. citizen. No, Mehmet Oz is a U.S. citizen now, but he has dual citizenship. He has dual citizenship with Turkey, he has said. And again, it's politically stupid. He says he will give up, if he's elected to the U.S. Senate, he will give up his Turkish citizenship. Why not give it up beforehand? I mean, really? Turkish citizenship is such a precious gift? I don't think so. In any event, it looks more and more likely that Dr. Oz is going to win, and only partially because of John Fetterman's incapacity. And the question is he going to accept a victory in a close race? One of the things that is going on now is that the Republican authorities in Pennsylvania are already launching all kinds of lawsuits about accepting mail ballots, with the assumption, of course, being that mail ballots will be overwhelmingly on the Democratic side. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary. She was in her White House press conference today. She was asked about when election winners would be called. and basically asked at least in hints, okay, are Democrats going to play along and they're going to accept the results of this election? This is clip 13.
It took 2 weeks to call every state. In modern elections, more and more ballots are being cast in early voting and also by mail. And many states don't start counting those ballots until after the ballots, after the polls close on November 8th. So you heard the president say this the other night. He has been very clear on this as well. We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. That's how this is supposed to work, and it's important for us to all be patient while votes are being counted.
Okay, to be patient. And then Kevin McCarthy was asked on CNN about whether he would encourage members of the GOP to accept the election results. Now, again, it probably shouldn't be even a challenge to Kevin McCarthy because the election results are widely anticipated to be favorable to Republicans. But here's how he responded. Clip 6.
Will you tell your members to accept the election results even if they lose?
Members will accept the election results and make sure that it's all put out in an honest election going forward, yes.
Besides the legislative aspect of this, I mean, you obviously are also
Speaker. No, I also hope my last question that Hillary Clinton will accept it and Stacey Abrams too, because they still have not.
Okay, it's not true that Hillary Clinton, that's simply not true. She called the morning after the election and conceded and then got on international TV and conceded live before the public, conceded the election of 2016. Stacey Abrams, a different story. But she referred to President Trump as an illegitimate president at one point, that in the height of the Russia investigation and the claim that he had not won the popular vote. But in terms of conceding the election, it's very, very unusual for major candidates for any office not to concede once the election has been held and the president has taken office. Carrie Lake, the now favored candidate for governor of Arizona, and partially because her opponent, Katie Hobbs, made the most boneheaded mistake imaginable. She refused to debate. And it's partially because Carrie Lake is very good on television. She's very effective. She looks great on TV, and she sounds great. She speaks well. Carrie Hobbs, not so much. But not encountering your opponent in a debate in a very close race, in any event, Carrie Lake has said that her campaign headquarters received a suspicious substance in the mail. Here's what she sounded like talking about that. That's clip 10.
What have you learned so far about the investigation of the substance in the envelope sent to your campaign headquarters, and how is your staff?
You know what? I have been so busy campaigning. This happened. I was not in the office. One of our wonderful staffers, a couple of them, were actually exposed, and so far they're doing okay. We're monitoring them, and we want to make sure that everything's okay. Apparently, I just learned that they've sent the substance. We were originally told off to Quantico, but apparently there's a closer lab, and that's where they actually sent the substance, and we're going to find out what it was. But listen, we're in dangerous times. This is not the first time we've been threatened. I've been threatened many times. Our tires have been slashed. We've had screws drilled into our tires so that our tires would blow out while we're on the road. We are living in dangerous times, and that's why we need to elect somebody who's strong and a fighter and not a coward. We'll get to the bottom of this. I really don't want to get too far ahead of it. I want investigators to look into it. I truly want to find the people who sent this, because it's wrong that this is happening, and we're going to track these people down.
Okay, that's Carrie Lake, who is going to be involved in what all of the polling indicates is a very, very close race for governor. And, of course, they have a twofer in Arizona because the Senate race between the incumbent Senator Mark Kelly, who won narrowly 2 years ago, and that for an uncompleted term. But in any event, Mark Kelly is dueling Blake Masters, who is one of those candidates who had been very little known, not a lot of experience. In fact, there's a piece that appeared in the Wall Street Journal today about how the unique aspect of this election, if it goes as people expect, with the Republicans taking over the House and the Senate, that would be the ultimate win for outsiders. He says that basically this would be an election that this is from Greg Opelka in the Wall Street Journal. He says the 2022 midterm should be called the inside-out election because Republicans will have put so many outsiders in and turned so many insiders out. I can't remember an election in which so many political newcomers had a serious shot at taking out established politicians of the opposite party. And he mentions J.D. Vance in Ohio, Herschel Walker in Georgia, Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. By the way, all three of those people were already celebrities. Blake Masters in Arizona, General Don Bolduc in New Hampshire, Joe O'Dea in Colorado, and yes, Tiffany Smiley in Washington. The other focus on New Hampshire, where it's a small state, and a small number of voters could make a remarkable difference. And one of the things they're talking about is they're usually pretty quick about counting votes in New Hampshire, and it's one of the first states to close down their polls because of the time zone. And tomorrow night, if Governor Bolduc, General Bolduc, is actually winning that Senate seat, or even within range of winning that Senate seat, that would probably be a very, very early sign when you're watching returns that it could end up being a very strong night for Republicans in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.